KI7 QMD Mobile monitoring 1-9 link system. Jim, if you're out there, I didn't want to be rude and just lose the transmission, so I figured I'd switch over to the 1-9 and say 73. I'm getting into some crazy weather, and I went down the big hill here, and I lost you on the 86. So if you're out there, 73, have a good rest of your day, and I will catch up with you later. KI7, QMD Mobile. Back to listening.
Wait a minute, that sounds like a call sign I haven't heard in a while. KCAVSU.
Hey, how's it going, Toby? I haven't heard you for a minute either. Just driving out to a friend's house in Curran. We're going to coast around and find what repeaters work out here.
Ah, how's it going out at your new house?
Pretty good. Awful lot of snow still. It's all crunchy and crusty now. It's warmed up and froze. I hardly have to steer to get out of my driveway, what with the icy ruts and everything.
Yeah, are you still working over in Leelanau County? That's a long drive for you.
No, sir, thank God. I quit that job and I work at home now. At my wife's business. It's very nice. 2 hours less driving a day makes me very happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now you can work on getting your radio station up and going.
Yeah, I did get my VH. Well, I've got the whole station up and then my VHF antenna came down. No damage to the antenna, just flipped out of the tree pretty much when it got heavy with ice. So I'll kind of throw it in the line and get that back up there. I just haven't really felt like trooping around in the nasty snow. I'll get to it eventually. But that's why I haven't been running any nets, because I don't have a VHF antenna right now.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Things may be changing on 86. It sounds like I've kind of heard some rumors. They might be having to leave the site. I've heard rumor, but I'm not for sure yet. So, yeah. No, 30 degrees here. We had snow over here. And I'm on APRS now.
Really? I was on APRS for a while. I used to run a digipeater back at my old house, and then I just set it up to not digipeat anything at my new place, because we have the South Boardman, S-O-U-B-R-D is how it shows up on the map. It's so close to me, and it's so powerful, I don't think I could really produce anything but useless traffic if I tried to run as a digipeater, but it's not, I had a little Raspberry Pi thing, same thing, and look at it with my phone when I had my antenna up. I'll get back on there eventually.
Oh, yeah, I'm just running my Anytone. I've got that on APRS, just showing that I'm on there. We set that up over the winter, so yeah, I think that wherever I go, people will find me. Yeah, no, a lot of changes, you know, so yeah. I was going to ask Drake about you, and I totally forgot, and that was one thing I'm like, somebody's going to ask you, Drake, and now I forgot. Old age is catching up quick.
Oh, yeah, I'm still kicking around. Well, starting to think about that whole coffee thing. Maybe do a little coffee at the Muffin Tin or something in Alden, or maybe in Kalkaska. Just because I never can drive out to the, especially now that I'm not driving out for work in town. I'm in Traverse once a month, and it's even more inconvenient to drive to town for club meetings. Although, I was looking at the schedule. There's a couple I'd like to go to. So project nights look really cool.
Well, there's also the Hanson Hills Club in Grayling. You're not far from there. You know, they usually have their, I don't know what they do for sure, but I know Jim and NAYSS over there, he kind of knows what's going on. He's one of the ones of the Hanson Hills Club that, you know, they're an older group, but they're still a good group.
I didn't quite catch which club you initially mentioned. Did you say Grayling?
Yeah, it's called the Hanson Hills Club in Grayling there. They used to be on the 145, and I think they moved it over to Fusion more. So, yeah, they're over there, and, you know, they're an older group, but they're very knowledgeable.
Sounds perfect for me. And that's right in my area. Yeah, I'll look them up. Hanson Hills. I'll have to write that down somewhere before we get off the radio there. I think I have a Fusion radio, but it's not my favorite radio, so I tend to have it on my antenna. Maybe I'll have to set up a coax switch or something so I can have the one I like and the Fusion one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still analog and Fusion. I don't know how that one runs over there, but I know that John's been on there a few times and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, digital's becoming the new wave, but, oh, yeah. Not much going on over here except the sun just came out, which is a good sign. So, yeah. Okay, well, hey, you have fun on your little trip. Be safe out there, and we'll catch you later. KCAVSU.
Lucky you, no sun over the year. I appreciate that. I know I've talked to Yosemite Sam a couple times, but it's been a minute. I'll have to try and hang out on the repeaters a little bit more and catch them. Appreciate that, Toby. 73, I forgot your call. Anyways, KCAVSU from KDAWAM.
K8BCW.
DIM monitoring.
And do you have any mobile Petoskey?
Road here.
All right, I am just dropping into Petoskey here on 131.
Oh, nice, yeah. It's been a smooth sail so far. I'm going up across the bridge here in a bit. We're going to be heading over to St. Ignace.
Sounds uber exciting.
Well, it's better than Driver City.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Look at all these idiots. Just, yeah, red light. It's optional.
Yeah, Petoskey's not very much fun either for me. Luckily, we only have, like, places I go over there, so it's once a month type of deal. But yeah, I've been trying to deliver this pallet over to St. Ignace for the last 2 weeks, so hopefully today is the day.
I don't think you'll have much of an issue getting up there today. The winds are nice and calm, so...
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll be able to get her done. I've never been there, so... Should be pretty easy, though. It's only four little quarter barrels.
Oh, there you go. Oh, man. Okay, buddy, yeah. You know, the way turn lanes work is you fully enter the turn lane, then you turn. You don't just kind of go halfsies and then decide, okay, I turn now. Good luck, everybody else.
I just had a deer get stuck in the snow and then pop out. I just down to 20 on the freeway here. Yeah, here's Levering Road. We're making our way up here. Yeah, it's pretty quiet up here. Couple little flakes, not a lot of traffic at all, so it'll be great. Great day to be up here. The sun was shining, but now it's cloudy again. It's pretty chilly, but it's spring now, right?
Now, let me tell you what it doesn't feel like. Spring, even though it technically is spring. I don't know. Oh, what fun.
All right, I'll holler out when I get back on the road. I'm going to jam out a little bit. I'm just cruising on here. What do we got? 14 more miles. All right. Yeah, we'll talk at you in a little bit, Drake. KDYS.
Sounds good. I'm just about to pull into my next stop here, so that works. I need gimmicks.
KP9NN mobile monitoring. W8INW dropping the link.
Golf. My name is Anthony. I'm from San
if anybody's monitoring this.
Hey, you're loud and clear. It ain't viewing.
Oh, okay. You on the Lewis frequency? That's what I got this on my list as. Just checking my range today. Over.
You don't think there is a Lewiston repeater? I'm looking at the dashboard and it says you're on the 145.19 Petoskey repeater.
Okay, on the repeater list I have it down as Lewiston. Okay, I appreciate that. I'm going to change that to Petoskey. I appreciate that. So this thing is really good to be Petoskey. That's cool. Okay, I appreciate it. Still good distance. Still good distance. Thanks for coming back to my call. Let's see the way this is off.
November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel. November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel. Halo Charlie 8. Very sightless umpire. You still there, Drake?
I'm just stepping out of the car. What's up?
Oh, not much. Okay. Well, then we'll let you go. We'll talk to you later. I'm just going to jibber jab with you for a bit, but you're stepping out. Talk to you later. KC and VSU.
K8BCW.
Hey, you know, it's testing. Hey, you know, it's testing. Hey, you know, it's testing. 1, 2, 3.
You're so quiet, in. This is KC9ZKB.
Hey, DMH, you're testing. Test, 1, 2, 3. EMH testing. Hey, EMH testing. Hey, EMH testing.
BCW is mobile at Harbor Springs.
KFHSCE, Mobile and Monitoring.
KAGAD.
How am I coming through? I just got on the freeway, and I feel like the last time we did this, it was a couple weeks ago, I wasn't, it was breaking up on you guys when I was transmitting.
There's a little crackle in the background, and your, the audio is a little low, but it's totally readable. That's nothing that's a problem.
Yeah, and I'm, this antenna, I am receiving you way better. Like before, it would just cut in and out, and it was clear with a little bit of bacon frying that on your transmission. So this is, I think this is working pretty well. I think you might be right about moving it around a little, but for right now, it works. I'll see how it works with that new radio. Probably not going to put it in tonight. Even though I'd really like to, I don't have the energy.
Well, it's probably best to go at it with a clear head anyway, so give me something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. I get all this paperwork and all these things done. I get excited about it because I'm getting ahead. But the problem is I'm really tired because I didn't sleep well, and I've fried my brain with too much thinking. Now the only thing I'm going to do is go home and veg. I'm back on Voyager. We're into season 2, about midway through, so, you know, I guess it's better than doing nothing.
That is true. Hey, I got to, on a little bit different note here, I'll have to take some pictures and show you what a gear drive in a blower looks like when it has been neglected for a lot of years. It was amazing the thing even worked at all for the last couple years.
Uh-oh, sounds like you got in there and found out what the real problem was.
Yeah, well, I kind of suspected that where my issue was, and I took her all apart and looked at it. Holy cow. It's, like I say, there's supposed to be teeth on a gear, and there might just be little nubs. Like I say, it's amazing it worked at all.
Well, you can always blame that on the last guy, because didn't you get that used?
Yeah, but I don't want to blame my dad for it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nah, you don't want to do that. Because even if you could, he'd probably tell you were wrong anyways.
Yep, that's true. And, you know, I had got a hold of Ginups and, you know, gave him the part numbers and everything. And, oh, it's all on back order. And so I was kind of hemming and hawing as to what I was going to do. And Erickson said that the place called Mefix is a website that sells tractor parts and Kubota stuff. So I checked on there. Oh man, I can get the whole assembly. I don't even have to piece it together. They just, the whole assembly is there for like $200. So I see no reason to not go that route.
No, that definitely seems like it. As long as it's fairly good quality, I guess. But you won't know until you try it, and you know, it's one of those things. We live in that world now. I need to start looking. I think this year I'm going to spend some time hunting around for something that'll fit on the back of my tractor for a blower, because I'm, even if I don't get a tractor with a cab, I got to have a blower. I am done pushing snow with that thing. It's just, I'm tearing up the earth, and if I don't, it just skids over top of it, and I just, one thing after another, a blower is just going to be a better option for me.
I will send you the link to a couple different websites I've been looking at for rear-mounted blowers, and they're reasonably priced, even with shipping something like that. And I think you would would find something to fit your needs very well in some of these places. So when I get back inside tonight, I'll shoot you a text of those links to those sites.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, because I want to start looking now, because, you know, I'm always going to start looking when it's September, October, November next year, and then it's too late, and the price is tripled.
Yeah, when they figure they got you over a barrel, for sure. I'm actually thinking about getting a rear mount blower also, so I can have all my options of a front mount blower, rear mount blower, and the old bucket if need be. So that's kind of my plan going forward. We'll see how that pans out, though.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I know, and maybe not everybody's situation, but mine with all the trailers and everything parked out back. If I had to get to them, you're not going to back right up to them with a blower. You're going to have to take some out. I ain't doing it with a hand shovel. So it's nice to have the bucket. And I can put some weight, pick up some compressed snow, and it's enough weight in the bucket. But I actually have to, the left side where it articulates forward and backwards, may or may not have done some stuff that may or may not have damaged it, possibly, potentially, while digging frozen manure. And possibly even bent a manure fort tine. I mean, these things are all possibilities. But yeah, now the left side, she's quite lazy. I mean, I'm talking, it doesn't make half a sweep, and the right side has folded all the way down and up. So I need to take that cylinder apart. I think I might have possibly ruined some seals. So I got to take a look at that and get that fixed, you know, before things get hot and heavy next winter again.
Yeah, this flat snow has sure pointed out some things where I need to spend some energy and resources in getting my equipment back up to snuff, that's for sure.
Well, I've got one of those big torch attachments you can put on the propane cylinders. That thought crossed my mind. Instead of cleaning it with the tractor, just walk out there and just drag the tank behind me and just start melting it all away.
Somehow I think that would be more work than doing it the other way.
Yeah, it probably would be. And I only bought that because of my brush pile. Because years I've tried to burn, it's been sitting there for, oh gosh, I think we're going on year three. Every time I try to burn it, it's rained for too long. Or we didn't just get snow and it's wet and nasty. Cannot get it to burn, so I bought that to go out there and make sure that the pile will indeed burn. So that's going to be a project here before all the snow melts to get that done, because it's going to be quite the fire.
Well, and that will help melt the snow too, so, you know, you got two birds with one stone kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, and I'm planning on doing some s'mores. You're going to have like a 10-foot pole, but you know, if you're interested, feel free to come on over. We can cook them right over. It's just pine and brush, so, you know, it's going to be a big one. The dogs love it. Chases all the rabbits and mice out, so they chase them down when they come shooting out of the pile.
And it's therapeutic for the animals.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think my cattle are probably dumb enough that they would walk up to it. At least a couple of them, not all of them. The horse probably won't like it, though. Her nose will be a little sensitive to the smoke, so I'll have to make sure she stays out of the way.
So what you're saying is there's a chance we're going to have barbecue as well.
That's a good possibility. I mean, nothing. You don't get a steak more fresh than that.
That definitely would be fresh eaten right there.
Yeah, and you know, that's the other problem I'm going to have this fall, too, with the tractor. I kind of need a bigger tracker because I can't lift high enough with that. So that's the other thing. So I don't know if this is going to be a blower for this tractor or if this is going to be a bigger project for me to just get a whole different tractor. But if I do, it's going to be something with a cab and heat because I'm done. I'm not old, but I'm over it. I don't want to be out in the cold anymore. I'd rather be a gator, be in my shorts and a t-shirt, radio going with the heat blowing and clearing snow.
Yeah, I do not mean to burst your bubble, but that kind of does sound like an old guy take on it. And I'm speaking from experience there.
It's not an old guy. It's a guy who has a business to operate, a home life, and things he wants to do. He doesn't have time for all this garbage. We got to get in, get it done, and move on to the next thing. We want to enjoy life. So it's just wise decisions.
Hey, I'm with you. You're preaching to the choir here. You sold me a long time ago on it. Don't worry about that.
Man, talking across this whole way, everywhere I thought it would have been an issue receiving you, it has been clear, completely clear the whole way. So this setup, I think, is working really well. And because before with that other antenna, I'd only get half of what you're saying. It hasn't broke up at all this entire way, and I'm better than halfway home.
Yeah, you've been clear and a really good signal the whole way. You know, there's just that little bit of crackle in the background, kind of like listening to an old LP on vinyl, kind of crackle. But yeah, you've been super clear.
Speaking of vinyl, I came home yesterday. Yeah, because I was downstate. Got home and I get in there and I mean music's blaring loud. The lid on my console's flipped up and they got, what did she have going? Aerosmith was on there. The old Aerosmith album or something was jamming out and she had a couple different records out. Apparently her and Aubrey had been partying hard.
Well, that's good. You don't want that thing sitting there collecting dust.
Oh, and I'm glad she is running, because I think one of the rubber band that runs the turntable, I guess rubber band belt, whatever you want to call it, it's tiny. It's a rubber band to me. It's getting a little dry and worn, I think. So it doesn't handle, you know, 6 or 7 records so well. So, yeah, it's a good thing she's using it to keep it loosened up for when I want to.
See, she's just thinking of you.
I will say this. The thought has crossed my mind, and this is going to be a pricey venture. I'll probably get my nephew involved because he was doing fine woodworking. But I think I would like to build maybe not a console quite as large as the one that I have, but something out of some really nice hardwood with a lot of intricate, you know, design for, you know, where the speakers are. It looks like the old 60s carpet on the inside of it. You know, I want to do some kind of things like that with it and build an entire console and put whatever it is, you know, whatever I can find in there. I'm not going to take the one out of the console I have because that's a nostalgic thing, you know, so that's going to stay the way it is. But I'd like to build a console and see, you know, I don't know. That's just something I want to do. It's a real small niche if anybody was going to buy it, but I think it'd be pretty cool.
Well, you know, I'm finding the electronics to go in there. You could probably just hit Forrest up. I'm sure he's got a whole basement full of crap.
Well, that's interesting. I think I will definitely keep that in mind. You know what? Now that you mention it, last time I was over to his place, he was trying to brush a bunch of stuff off of me. So maybe I will get in touch with him and see what he's got.
Yeah, he is a, you know, and I don't mean this in a bad way when I say this, but I mean, he is a hoarder of stereo equipment. And, I mean, turntables and amps and speakers and blah, 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 whatever. Whatever your little heart desires, I'm sure he has something to fit the bill.
Yeah, and I would like to do, I would like to, if possible, use older, you know, like my console's from the 60s, mid to late 60s. I mean, there's a lot of made in USA stuff, and then a lot of the electronics are Taiwanese, but it's pretty basic. You know, if I can find older stuff like that to put in, I don't want this thing to be new high-tech. I want it to be old high-tech with a really nice hardwood console. So, yeah, that would be definitely something. And if I have to build and do whatever, I can custom do it. That's fine. But, yeah, I might get a hold of him.
I know he's always trying to hand stuff off and get rid of stuff. I don't know whether his wife is getting on him about getting rid of stuff, which that would not surprise me a bit. But, yeah, he always seems like he's looking to unload some stuff.
Well, that might be a good opportunity, too, for me to get over there and maybe have a dinner night or something with him and visit for a few hours and go through the stuff and see if there's something he wants me to take. Obviously, we'll compensate him, you know, but judging from my last name, the Jewish side is going to come out a little bit. You know, I don't want to pay full price.
Man, there's some good jokes in there, but I better not on the radio.
Another interesting fact that I found out this weekend, my nephew, Zach's brother, his younger brother, he's actually been digging into our ancestry to find out where we came from. We've been here for a really, really long time. We were all under the assumption that it was three generations, possibly two, where they took the PH out of our name and came over on the slow boat. Prior to World War II, but apparently that's not accurate. We had some wealthy individuals a few generations back that had a lot of kids, so it got dispersed. It never made it. It didn't trickle down to me. The trickle-down economics didn't work well for me there.
Reagan would be disappointed.
Well, growing up poor, that's just incentivized me to work harder and do more, so... Unfortunately, I like spending it on fun stuff, which leaves me with very little. But yeah, that's a little bit of a problem, but hey, I got a lot of stuff.
It's only a problem if you see it as one.
You know, all these people with money, it's not all liquid assets. I mean, they have to, you know, they've invested it. I'm investing into radios, tools, things of that nature. I can't convince my wife of that, and she's probably right. It'll stop eventually, though, because I'll run out of stuff to buy, right? Or not.
Maybe, but I think the economic machine of the U.S. will keep pumping things out for you to spend your money on.
Well, all right, brother, I am just about ready to pull in the driveway here. It's been good talking to you. I will, I'm going to go in and tuck my little baby girl in, grab a snack, and spend some time with Kristen. And I will be talking to you down the airways. And, yes, I will probably actually get a hold of Forrest tonight if I can and see, maybe set something up with him. I'm glad you mentioned that. It'd probably be a good thing to do.
Yeah, and I know he would just be tickled pink to hear from you and whatnot. So, yeah, I hope everything works out for you. Well, you have a fine, restful evening. Enjoy that family. Spend all the time with them you can. And we will be talking to you down the curly wire. K-A-Z-A-T, clear in your final.
Yep, I'm almost done that myself. And I have to agree with Bentley on that. It'd be easier just to have one call sign. I might even do it and not realize it and just quit talking. But, yes, so I will talk to you down the wire. Tell Lisa I said hi. And I will talk to you down the wire. KF8FTE, clear.
WBAWIV, this is KF8AZY. You're sounding pretty good. You want to go ahead and check some more just to make sure I got all of you?
Yes, roger. WBAWIV, Harvey Strong, the antenna. Kind of in the wrong position. I just wanted to double check several. Full scale now. I've got a Cadillac named Tom. And call Whiskey Bakery, Whiskey India Victoria. I'll be checking in on the net. Yeah. I always check in short time because of my... Anyway, back to you. WBAWIV.
Hey, WBAWIV, Tom in Cadillac. This is Kevin, KF8AGY up in Traverse City. I knew who you were, and you're sounding really good, just a tiny bit of crackles, but otherwise holding the repeater and nice clear audio. We'll see you on the net, Tom. KF8AGY monitoring.
Okay, Kevin, I thought that was you by the voice. I didn't recognize the call, but I should have known that. Anyway, thanks, Kevin. We'll catch you on the net, WBAWIV. KF8AGY,
WBAWIV.
Kevin, are you still there?
Yeah, roger that. This is KF8AGY. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, if you detect any difference, I cranked down the power. I added up to 40 watts. I didn't need 40. I'm going to cut it back to 20. Stand by. Okay, do you detect any difference, WBAWIV?
When you first came back, your background sizzle was, like, it used to be more of an intermittent crackle, but dropped back to a sizzle in the other room, and dropping back further didn't change anything, but you're still coming in loud and clear and no distortion. KF8AGY, back to you, Tom.
Yeah, okay, roger. Just I want you the SWR, no SWR, so I could probably bump it up to 30 and maybe get rid of any kind of noise. All right, thanks, Kevin. WBAWIV.
Kilo 8, Victor November Alpha. Hey, Kevin, give me a quick radio check, please.
Kilo 8, Victor, November Alpha, this is KF8AGY. John, you're sounding pretty good.
Thank you, my friend. I'll see you in the net.
Roger that. K8VNA, this is KF8AGY. Monitoring.
Good evening, everybody. I'm really glad that we're not having this net under blizzard conditions. It's time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom net. This is KGTC, net control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. Excuse me. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Trailhead Amateur Radio Club mesh net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, Met Control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No station, sir. At this time, Net Control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name and your call sign slowly. After that call sign is heard, Net Control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kevin, KF8AGY.
W8VPC.
Mike, Kilo.
Bob, KSDJ.
VPC.
V3 on ham repairs over here. I feel more happier over here.
Whiskey X-ray 1.
Yeah, November 8 Echo X-ray.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
I think we had a record number of doubles on this one. I got Ward, NAWK, and I've got, still recovering from a cough. I've got Drake, NADMH. I got Kevin, KF8AGY. I think I have Mark, KC8ZAP. I've got Mike, W8BBC. Bob, KB8SVJ. Toby, I think you're in there. I didn't get a call sign. Scott, the X1J. Anyone I missed, please try again.
20 Kilo Echo 8, Stereo Bravo Zulu. Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Gene, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Gene Unicorn.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
All right, a couple more doubles. I believe I've got Tony, KE8SBZ. I've got Christopher, KF8DMU. I've got Gene, KF8EYU. Any other stations?
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Kevin, Whiskey Uniform got you in there, Kevin. Anybody else?
It's Jeff in there.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Sorry, I didn't get you there, Jeff from Alaska. Anybody else? Holy moly, we've got a large list tonight. Let's go to the top of the list with Ward. Ward, NAWK. Ward, your location. Any messages to pass?
NAWK Ward, Bryant Park, no traffic, and give me a vehicle report, would you?
Ward, your audio is significantly better. Signal's very good. A little bit of static, but I think that's true of everybody here. Let's go to Drake. Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, Drake, NADMH. We're out of portable. Currently trying to dismantle my office. I got the scanner on the background here. Okay. But, currently there are things everywhere. It's not fun. But we're getting somewhere. The computer is out of here, all the monitors and everything on my desk is moved into boxes and other places. But all the radios are boxed away, and most of them are actually already in the new place. So starting Wednesday, it's going to be an all-day affair to get that been Thursday, Friday, basically up until Sunday. I got to return the keys Monday, so still got quite a bit of work to do, but I planned out enough of time for this, so we're good. Anyway, oh, and we're,
Well, Dre, good luck with your move. What a pain that is to move. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location and any messages to pass.
Yeah, let me regain my composure. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake. There are no weather events to report on, thank goodness. Snow is melting, and that's all I have for tonight. Glenn, this is KF8AGY. Back to you.
All right, I got names all over the page here, so order is not going to be what's going on here. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, right off of M37, and no network traffic to pass. Back to net control.
Bob, KB8SEJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SVJ, located in Nelson City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Mike, W8BPC, Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Net control, W8BPC, no traffic in Royal Oak, no snow.
Well, that's really nice. All right, Toby, did you check in there? Guess not. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody on the net. This is Scott, WX1J in Traverse City on Washington Street near Rose. I have no traffic to pass, so back to net from WX1J.
All right, here's one of the many Kevins. Kevin, KD8WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Is that a KD9 Whiskey uniform? Northwest Indiana, no messages to pass. Back in net control.
All right, not used to that Indiana call sign, but welcome. Let's go to Tony, KD8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Okay, Tony, KD8SBZ, located right at Lake, near Spider Lake, and I have no traffic to pass back to net.
Jess, NADX. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Jeff, Village of Chenega, Evans Island, Prince William Sound. It is in the high 30s, beautiful day out here, and no messages to pass. NADX.
Chris, KF8, DMU. Chris, your location, any messages to pass?
This is CRISPR, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Christopher, can't even read my own handle. Let's go to Gene. It may be KF8EYU. Gene, your location, correct me on your call sign, and any messages.
This is Gene, KF8EYU. You had it right there, Glenn. Over here in Grand, and I have no traffic.
All right, I know I've missed a couple. Anybody else? Well, I'm surprised. It's been a long week between the blizzard and the cold and all that kind of fun stuff. As usual, we have our digital message to practice sending. If you have your tablets ready, we're using FL Digi. This is just a short reminder that tomorrow is the Amateur Radio Club meeting. We're presenting on Skywarn, and this message is addressing that. So if you have your tablets ready, stand by. This is K8GTC. Messages as follows. So forget that. This is KGTC. If you receive a message, please check in.
Drake, any DMH, we got it.
KGTC's got it.
Got it.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
All right, I count five. I look forward to seeing everybody at the meeting tomorrow night. I think we're going to talk about the weird weather that I think is coming this spring and what we're going to do about it. We also have a lot of new ideas for the club, so please join us. All right, that's it for me. I'm going to turn it over to Cherry Land to Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherry Land.
Thank you, Glenn. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday Evening Trailing Amateur Radio Club MeshNet. My name is John. My call sign is K8VNA. I will be your net control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. The purpose of this net is to connect, learn, and build our amateur radio community. The MeshNet and use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Trailing Amateur Radio Club here in Traverse City, including all of Northern Michigan as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters. We will check in three groups as always. First, short time. Second will be Echo Link. And third is general check-ins. I would like to ask everyone please check in one person at a time and slowly. This will help manage doubles and make checking in a more efficient process. Also, keep in mind I'm still the new guy, so go easy on me here. If you choose to participate, the topic this evening is, I know you're all probably sick of talking about the weather maybe, but preparedness has got my attention, and I'd like to, if you're interested in participating in that topic, what do you do to prepare for weather or any other events? Give us some ideas. The only thing I have for announcements, Glenn already mentioned tomorrow night, the club meeting at 7. It's all on the website, cherrylandarc.com. There's a calendar there if you need some instructions how to get there. And also I see that they're having breakfast tomorrow at JNS. Hopefully that's not incorrect. If it is, somebody please speak up later. But according to the calendar, they're having breakfast tomorrow at 9 at JNS on South Airport. Where am I at here? This is W8TCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We will begin checking in tonight by calling for short time stations. I will ask for your comments after this group checks in. First short time, go slowly.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, short time, Tom Cadillac.
Tom, loud and clear. Thank you for that. Next check-in, please.
Great. Any DMH portable.
Sorry for that delay. I dropped the mic there. Great. Got you loud and clear on that portable. Next check-in, please.
Net control. This is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, Mike, short time.
Mike, loud and clear. Next short time. Check-in, please. Go.
This is Gene, KF8EYU, short time.
Loud and clear, Gene. Next check-in, please. Go ahead. That's a long delay. Sorry about that. Not hearing any additional short time check-ins. Let's go ahead and get these short times out of the way for them. Tom, WB8WIV, go ahead with your transmission.
Okay. Thanks for the change of the neck tonight. WACCM, WB8WIV, currently 27 degrees here. We did have snow this morning. Been about a quarter to a half an inch of snow, but it's all pretty well melted off now. All the roads and sidewalks are clear. Anyway, well, we've got kind of a quasi group. We do stand by down here for weather alerts. Get out and kind of take a look at the weather. Everybody runs, you have handy talkies, of course, as long as the repeater is up and running. The 9-8 does have a battery backup. However, the last power outage, those batteries failed. They didn't work. We've got to get new batteries. So evidently they went down and nobody knew it. So that's on the agenda. But normally, the 146-98 will go into a battery mode if you lose power or things go down. So that's what we have here. We just kind of monitor and see what's going on. When we lose the repeater, we go to Simplex. Most of the people that are in the group are on Simplex. Anyway, there you have it. I was retired today. I may be retired tomorrow. I don't know quite yet. I'm going to bed here shortly. And everything went pretty well today. Went to yoga. And got walking in at the Y, wife and I. Anyway, coming through all the way around. Back to you, John. Thanks for picking me up short time. WACCM, WB8, WIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Well, thank you, Tom, for that transmission. Appreciate you sharing your preparedness. I think it's interesting to hear everybody's stories and ideas. I forgot to share mine quickly, if you guys don't mind. So my wife and I came to the conclusion we need water. Without electricity, we have no water. So that's on my list to figure out how to get that. In the meantime, I've got buckets of water just in case, you know, for different things. But obviously, you know what, flushing and whatnot, and then drinking water I got too. But and then the last thing I added was we got oil lamps, which work pretty good actually. And so, anyways, that's kind of cool. Just a short time there. Any.
And all that sort of stuff. Preparedness, I have portables that I usually keep charged. Sometimes I forget, but most of the time they're charged. And radio-wise, and then 86 has a battery. The Munson repeaters, those are in time, and we got bigger problems because it's under the... It's got the Munson power hooked up to it, so it's there. It's got generator, if I remember correctly. And my new place is going to have gas appliances, so I'll do that to actually cook things, because this current place does not have that. It's everything's electric, so if I lose power, I am kind of screwed. And I lose my water, so... yeah, I've been also stocked up on water quite a bit. So there you go. I'm just going to have to figure out what I will for sure need. I guess food is the only thing I really need to worry about, is having food. So with that, back to cleaning up the mess that I have made. And back to you there, John. You're doing a good job. Anyway.
Thank you, Drake, for joining me. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Yeah, preparedness is an old topic. You know, I get it. But every day there's something new somebody can come up with. You know, my all-time favorite goal is an idea to get a generator running on propane and to have a big pig full of propane. The thing will run me probably all month. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that last storm we had kind of got our attention. But, you know, being a ham radio operator, you guys are always talking about preparedness, and especially the GMRS guys over there, they're onto it as well. But a lot of fun. It's a fun topic for me. Mike, if you're still with me, W8VPC, are you still there? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, net control, W8VPC. Preparedness. Well, I've never really been fully prepared. Example, when I used to live up north, we had a snowstorm March of 2012, 24 inches in 24 hours. And I was caught with only 2 gallons of gas. When the power went out, I put whatever's left in the gas can, which was about 2 gallons, hoping that that would last me until the morning. And then realizing downtown Central Lake was without power, so no gas. So I went down to Blair. They had power, but no internet. One thing you want to do is you want to take a checkbook or cash. Don't rely on credit cards. And I made like 3 or 4 trips to Blair to get gasoline. Generator, the power outage lasted 4 days, and the generator lasted 4 days. So I just put it in the garage and closed the garage door. Down here, we don't need to worry too much about that. Oakland County has over 200 severe weather sirens. I'm going to call them that. I used to call them tornado sirens, and they had a siren test last Wednesday. So I've got one of the subnets I take care of. Other than that, weather kind of is warming up. We'll pass it back to net control. Hopefully I didn't time out the repeaters. W8VPC.
No, Mike, you did great. So I just wrote down cash. That's on my list. I didn't think about that. You can't pay for gasoline on a credit card if there's no power. And my neighbor won't take a credit card. So I got to have some cash on hand. Appreciate the feedback there, Mike. Gene, KFAEYU. If you're still there with me, your transmission, please go ahead. I gotta hurry this up. I'm gonna lose some people at the end here. Not you, me. Go ahead. One more time, Gene, still there? KFAEYU. Yeah, see what I mean? If I'm talking too much, I'm going to lose some people. So I'm done chattering. You guys chat. I'll listen. So we're at the bottom of our short time list. We'll now listen for check-ins using Echolink. Note, there may be some delays. I'm reading, Anito. There may be delays with Echolink. I'll leave some time for that. So first, Echolink check-in. Go.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
I was hoping you guys would join me, Jeff and Kevin. Any other Echolink or anything else? All-Star, is that correct? Okay, let's start with our general list. I'm going to hurry up on my side. You guys take your time. First general check-in, go ahead.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Edgar, K-A-H-H-Y-E.
Kennedy, K-E-H-E-O-Y.
Kevin, Edgar, and Yamity, I got to look up your call signs. I'm not writing them fast enough, but I got my cheat sheet here. Any other generals? Go ahead.
Kevin, K-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-H-E-
Okay, Pete.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel.
Kilo Charlie 8 to Alpha Papa.
November 8, Papa November Kilo.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Okay, let's take a break here. Tony, Pete, Nicholas, Mark. The NAPNK, I gotta look this guy up. I didn't get get your name on that one. I'll come back to you. Don't leave, please. And then, Christopher, any other general check-ins? Go ahead.
Joe, NACM.
Joe, thanks for joining me. I appreciate that. Any other check-ins? Go ahead.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Victor, Rich.
Whiskey 8, Tango Papa Romeo.
Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee.
Scott WX1J.
Okay, Kevin, I got you way earlier. I thought I mentioned you there. I appreciate you coming back to me. And then where do I come up with here? Joe, Rich. There's another one that ends in TPR. We'll come back to you. Don't leave me. And then Scott. Any other general check-ins? Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to try and go in order here. And we'll come back to any other check-ins at the end here if anybody wants to join us again. But Jeff, NADX, you're EchoLink, I believe. Go ahead.
Good evening, John. It's actually, we're 4 hours behind you here. This is Jeff. I'm not in Seward this week. I'm out in the village of Chenega. It's at the opening of Prince William Sound. And it's a beautiful day out. And that's sunny, snow's starting to melt, and it feels like spring's here. And that, as for emergency supplies, I just make sure my camping gear is all set and stoves and that so I can cook with those, and that I can, I do either have a couple generators and backup lithium battery power supplies and so forth. And then most of my HF rig actually runs off AGM batteries, so we're set there. And that, and we have a lot of backup power for the repeaters and everything else, the nodes and stuff running, and that. So, it's make sure all the little things are taken care of, and that. But I hope everyone's doing well and getting through the storms there, and that. And I hope spring arrives for you guys. So, I'll send it back to you, John, and thank you for doing the net, NADX.
Thank you, Jeff. Living in Alaska, you're probably a pro at this preparedness stuff, I'm thinking. I picture your house as like a cabin out in the middle of the woods, but it's probably not even close. Kevin, KD9WWU, are you still with me?
I'm here with you, John, W8TCM. Yeah, we just talk about preparedness. Well, we are up in Bel Air this past few days. We traveled Wednesday and brought some of our belongings from down south here and basically did a flip back on Friday to come back south again. And on Thursday, we proceeded to get our four-wheel drive pickup truck stuck at the cottage. So had to break up the shovel that we carry around with the pickup truck. So that was quite interesting. Everything was beautiful. Sky and everything. It was absolutely gorgeous sky, warm day there on Thursday, but we had to dig out a stuck vehicle, so it was fun. It was really fun, but really looking forward to getting up there to the northern area, up around Bel Air and Traverse City area. So back to you, John, W8TCM. This is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. You're loud and clear. We were talking about you, me and somebody else, about your trip in that storm. I was hoping you'd come out of that unscathed, but it's always a good adventure in that snowstorm. Any other echo links later on, go ahead, chime in whenever you feel like it at the end here. Kevin, KF8, why am I embarrassed right now? KF8, AGY, am I saying that right?
Yeah, John, roger that. You're good. KF8AGY here. Glad the snow's over.
As far as what we do for preparedness, my home QTH is on a whole house generator with an intelligent transfer switch. So if we lose power, we probably have 30 seconds of outage before everything comes back on. And that runs the house completely, the heating system, the cooking system, and the internet, and most importantly, the well pump. Beyond that, if we know a storm's coming, we usually try to make sure the freezer's stocked, the fridge is stocked, we've got the water we need, and I can repair most things around the house that anything needs addressing. So that's how we prepare. Then I also make sure my handles are all charged up and antennas are positioned so they can be used. Usually on Skywarn, I have two radios tuned to the same repeater on two different antennas. So if I lose one, I've still got communication. Anyway, that's what we do here. Glad to see the snow's melting. Hope we're not in for another winter before spring, but we live in Traverse City. That's the way things are. Anyway, KF8HUY, DNA, or WATCM, net control, this is back to you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Just for the record, I wrote down EGY. That's why I was correcting myself, but I knew that it was AGY, so I saved it. I'm taking that to the bank. But it does not surprise me that you have that generator all ready to go. You're the kind of guy, you're the kind of person that I want to be right there with the generator. Turn that, Kevin. Edgar, I had to look up your call sign and make sure I didn't screw it up. It's K-A-8-H-Y-E. Go ahead with your transmission, please.
Yeah, exactly right. That's K-A-8-H-Y-E. Good evening to the net. And, we have a backup generator. I have a manual bypass switch, so I have to start it up and use it. It's big enough to run well in the heat refrigerator, so we have it's worked really well because I put it in. We haven't had any electric outages since, so apparently it just overshadows the power company. Other than that, I have multiple battery portables, and I have portable inverter units I use to charge model airplane batteries in the field, and I try and keep them charge or make sure they're charged up that the weather's looking ominous. And that's the time. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
I envy you guys with those generators. That is really cool. I used to work on them back in the day, and I, for some reason, don't own one. You'd think I would know better, but appreciate you sharing your information. It's Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y, K-E-8-Z-O-Y. Go ahead, please, with your transmission.
Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y. We've had a full house generator for about 10 years. We're always losing power with that old line. Even in the summertime, when a storm might bring a branch down over the line. So we got a generator. It worked. We didn't even need it last week to use any power. But other things that we do to prepare, I learned when I lived downstate, I went to Home Depot and bought four of those 5-gallon bottles of water. Because downstate, even in the, especially in the summer or winter too, or maybe mostly winter, water can break and freeze underground. And they're 6 feet underground, and they became a priority for the water department to fix. But neighborhoods would be out of water for a week or two. And you could take showers and have anything to drink and stuff like that. So those big 5-gallon jugs did come in handy a couple of times. The other thing we do is there's a company called Patriot Food, and they sell freeze-dried food. You may have seen the commercials on TV. They use generators and all kinds of stuff. So we picked up a few packets of that. We tried them.
They are pretty good food. They taste pretty good. We add water and cook them. They come in handy, and sometimes they have sailed last week. They have sailed by 3 days worth, and get two more days, or special packages, something like that, for free. So, like for $48, you get enough for quite a few days. So, those are the kind of components that have some, but because we have a generator, we only have a 500-gallon propane tank. We added 1,000-gallon propane tank, so now we have 1,500, so the thing will run for quite a while. So that's our way of preparing for this. K-E-H-G-O-Y, Amity. John, you're doing a great job.
Okay, so your transmission just made my list, so freeze-dried foods. Yeah, I didn't even have it on my list for some reason. There's definitely some good choices out there. I appreciate the reminder on that. That's the third thing on my list. Tony, K-E-H-S-B-Z, with your transmission, please go.
No, that wasn't me. This is Tony, K-E-H-S-B-Z. John, you're doing a great job tonight. Amity, you sounded like a storm coming into town from far off, and I'm going to get prepared and charge all my batteries up. Anyway, actually for preparedness, I'm a camper, and when you camp off-grid, you just kind of know how to do things, and so most of my gear at the house is portable gear that I would use in camping, portable generator that I can plug in and get three things, necessary things running here in the household, and that and a can of beans and a can opener, and I'm in good shape. So right now, my big challenge, I'm going to break here a second. Right now, talking about preparedness. Getting back into all the radio equipment and a lot of things that go with certain radios is unique to them, and cords and charging cables and what have you. And so I'm in the process of getting all of that organized. Got some short time out of town going on here shortly, and gonna try to take a radio along with me and see if I can maybe stick an antenna in the ground and see what I can do. So with that, I'm gonna give it back to you, John. It's been enjoyable listening to Nanette tonight, and spring is coming, everybody. Spring is coming. K-E-H-S-B-Z.
Thank you, Tony. You're loud and clear. Perfect transmission. Thank you for that. And yes, I do have some canned beans, so I'll be okay for a couple of days. Yep. And I'm running on battery power right now as I'm speaking to you guys with my my home station here. So if I start sounding static or whatever, if something happens with my transmission, just let me know. It's because I am on battery with power supply on standby. So I'm trying to see how if this thing will work as long as I want it to. But yeah, appreciate that, Tony. K-8, I need to hurry up. I'm going to lose some people here. Not you, me. K-8-W-Q-K. Go ahead, Pete.
I'm still here, John. Good net. Lots of fun. I don't have much to add. No, I don't have a generator, and at this point don't have any plans to get one. We've survived. We seldom outages of more than 4 or 5 hours. So, anywho, hey, looking forward to breakfast in the morning. I'll see a bunch of you, I'm hoping. K-8-W-Q-K.
Well, thank you, Pete. Yeah, I'm jealous of that breakfast. You guys have fun there. I wish I could go one of these days. Nicholas, I had to look up your call sign. That's embarrassing. K-8-N-H, I talk to you all the time. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, W-8-T-C-M, Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. That's KD-8-N-H. Nicholas here behind the mic. John, thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. You're doing a great job. For preparedness, I don't have much to share. Got a lot that I do, but we're just going to, I mean, there's so much I could talk about. Let's just talk about what I did recently. Over the last 2 months, say before, right after the ham, no, it was probably before the ham swap, because I was thinking about it after Winter Field Day. I started the preparations for a battery box. I went to, you know, Harbor Freight, got myself one of those very inexpensive, I think they label them actually for ammunition, but they're a little gray box. I think the thing was like $4 or $5. And then I have various different ways that I can hook things up to this battery, put holes in the box, and then I used SAE. You can use all kinds of attachments directly to battery these days. Also, I have a USB, and the USB port has a voltage meter on it, so that I can constantly measure the battery that's inside the box. Anyway, so I currently built one of those, but then I tested it through various different tests to make sure that it could withstand, you know, a temperature test, leak down if it was in, I haven't done extreme heat because I haven't had an opportunity yet, but you get where I'm going. Well, testing the preparation equipment, not just putting it into, you know, into use. I heard somebody say further on the net tonight that they had actually eaten some of the dried food, and they said that, you know, it wasn't bad dried, you know, that recipe wasn't bad, instead of just, like, having, like, you know, a bunch of it stored without actually, you know, knowing what's going to be there for you. That's all I had to say about that. Amateur radio-wise, I'm transmitting from a new setup in the QTH. Very comfortable. I have myself kind of a TV that I have hooked up to a computer, but then also hooked up to the TV, I have myself a nice Sega Genesis system, which I just refurbished, got inside of it and cleaned it all up. I've got NHL 97 on the screen playing Detroit against the Oilers, just because they were another a team that I could go quickly to. But it's been enjoyable listening to the net this night with this topic and you behind the mic, taking control, net control, and I'll send it back to you. I'll stop rag-chewing here. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. That's KD8NH, Nicholas, on this side of the mic.
Well, thank you, Nicholas. You're crystal clear. You know that already. I'm impressed you've done some good work on that radio and that antenna. Appreciate the words there. I'm going to keep moving here, so before I lose some people at the end here. Mark, KC8ZAP, if you're still with me, go ahead, please.
Well, hello, this is Mark, KCZP, and good evening to the Monday evening social hour. John, you're doing a great job on net control, so it's really great you're able to do that. So just briefly prepared in this, I can cook and heat the house with propane. I have a lithium iron phosphate with to keep things charged up, mainly I'm going to say cell phones and that sort of a thing, but I can run my radios on that battery, I have a way of recharging the solar panel. So aside from that, I have judiciously stocked items in my pantry that can be done up without the benefits of not having like a full electrical backup for the house. So that's basically it. So with that, that's net control. This is Casey.
Mark, as always, and everybody else, thank you for joining me tonight. It means a lot. I'm having a lot of fun as well. Thanks for the pep talk. I'm still nervous for some reason. I don't know why. I have no reason to be. But I got to tell you this real quick. So out of that whole preparedness before that storm, that last storm we had, my daughter, of all people, said, "Dad, we need chargers for the phones." And I'm like, "Figure it out," you know, because I could care less. You know what I mean? Anyway, she went out to the car and got the two battery packs out of both vehicles and charged them because they plug in our cell phones. As a side note, you know, they're made for jump start in the car, you know. But anyway, she made sure she had cell phone power. That's kind of funny. All right, so David, I looked you up on the QRZ. Your page is interesting read. If I got the right gentleman here, NAPNK. Hopefully you're still with me. Don't fish all the bluegill out of that Dubonnet Lake this time.
Yeah, I'm still here. You can call me Mike. That's what I typically go by. My first name is David, but everybody calls me Mike. But yeah, nope, my page is definitely a little weird. but it's fun. As far as preparedness goes, I definitely have familiarized myself with stuff like hunting and, those kind of things, fishing. Gotta definitely have some of those skills for preparedness, just in general in life. As far as my home and storm preparedness goes, we do have a generator for backup. That's always a good call to have something like that around, or even a battery pack. These days, with like the electric, generators that they call them, what it ends up being is just a big battery, but those are even pretty awesome to have around. I've had some interest in maybe getting one of those with a solar panel at some point. If anybody else has one, please feel free to chime in with your experience with them, because I've definitely been looking at them. But outside of that, just ham radio. I kind of started as a preparedness thing, just being able to contact, both with HF and VHF, I felt like was kind of an important skill to have, so it's definitely been interesting. But yeah, I'll give it back to you here. This is Mike. It's November 8th, Papa November Kilo.
Yeah, you threw me off there, David. Mike, I wrote down Mike, but then the QRZ says David, so I wasn't sure how to react to that. But I got you're new to me, so I got you in my list now. I won't mess that up again, hopefully. And Bluegill over there, you live off of Duvernay by the looks of it. I don't know for sure, but that's my lake, just saying. Let me get dibs on that Bluegill later on. And by the way, you made solar panel my fourth part of my list, so I appreciate the advice on that. That's a good idea. Christopher, KF8DMK, if you're still there, please go.
Good evening. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Oh, as far as preparedness, when I see a storm coming, I am actually off-grid full-time, and so my preparations are just the same as they are everyday life for me. As far as a battery system, the gentleman speaking for me is talking about the solar generators, which are basically batteries. I run an EcoFlow Delta 2 Max. So that's the battery that I run. And then I charge that with just a regular Honda 2200 watt generator. And that combination, we go through less than 5 gallons of gas a week. Oftentimes this time of year, 5 gallons of gas lasts us for 2 weeks being completely off grid. So that's where we're at for power. I'll drop the repeater for a second. Alright, so then our home heating is a wood stove. It's also a cook stove, so we can do all of our cooking and baking in the wood stove. But we do also have propane. Refrigeration. We have a propane freezer, and we also have electric freezers and refrigerators that we run off of that same EcoFlow battery that we charge with the generator. My radio, I run that off of my Milwaukee Tool batteries with a DC to DC converter to bring that to the 13.8 volt for my ham radio. I'm a contractor, so I always have plenty of 18-volt batteries fully charged, and I rotate those regularly. I know a lot of people told me they're cheaper systems, but it works, and it's not a separate system that I have to maintain because I already do it. Another thing that we have is, in addition to our electric well pump, we are blessed with a shallow well, so we are able to have a pitcher pump hooked up in our house full-time that we use on a daily basis. So we have both the electric running water and the pitcher pump. And for hot water, it's an on-demand propane hot water heater. So I know that's a lot of information, but that's what we've got going. So, hey, thanks for taking the net.
You're doing a great job. This is Ben Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Christopher, thanks for that transmission. You don't know this, but you're part of the reason why I went with this topic again. I might have used this topic before, but I can't remember, but I heard a conversation you had with another person. I was listening in on the radio there, and you had talked about this last week, I think it was. But yes, the well pump idea, I saw those on the Internet. You can buy those pretty inexpensively. I believe you can pump your own water, a hand pumper out of the well, but I believe I'm a long ways down, 160 feet down. That's a long ways, man. I'm not sure if I can hand pump that out of there or not. But anyways, Joe, NHCN, hopefully you didn't leave me.
I thought about it, but I stick to my commitments.
NHCN.
Yeah, well, we don't have a hand pump, but we have a pump. And it runs on standard electric now instead of 220. And we're still paying for that. That was our thing this year. Well, late last year. But, yeah, found out the hard way that we weren't really pumping that deep. Anyway, we're lucky enough to have a well here in town, I think. I don't need whatever they're putting in the city water, that's for sure. But, okay, nothing much to add. Just along, kind of waiting for the kids to get upstairs and stay there. And do it all again tomorrow. So, good to hear everybody on the net tonight. I wanted to mention, too, everyone who participated in the Skywarn activities over the storm weekend and stuff. The response that I saw and all of the input that we got on all the readings that were taken and the measurements and the reports given, it was pretty awesome. I think it was a really great experience, you know, despite the fact that it was a bad circumstance. And I think everybody came away better for it. So, and hopefully no one was without power too long. All right, back to that NACN. Thanks for letting me opine. 7-3.
Yeah, I agree, Joe. That Skywarn activities were a lot of fun. I didn't participate. I wasn't sure how or if I was even invited. I don't know much about it. But anyway, I did listen. I had nothing to do for 2 days. I mean, they had shut the buses down literally for 2 days. But it was a lot of fun listening to you guys. And I learned a lot from it, so I appreciate that. It was definitely a good activity. Rich, KF8CQV. Are you still there? Go ahead.
Still here, John. Thanks for taking the net and a great topic, very timely, I might add. As far as preparedness, when I first got my place, 30 years ago or so, we heated the house with a wood stove and had a fuel oil furnace as a backup. And we also have a shallow well, so I also have a hand pump also to go along with my electric pump. But in the years, so all of that would work in a power outage for me. But as I've gotten older, I've since replaced the old fuel oil furnace with a high-efficiency gas furnace, and I now have a dual-fuel generator with a transfer switch so that can run the well and everything. But I guess my point is that now my backups have backups. I have I can run the generator and I keep 15 gallons of rec fuel on hand for it, but if it was to be a prolonged thing, I could just switch back to the wood stove and I could just hand pump the water if I needed to. So really my preparedness these days just consists of making sure I have that rec fuel, probably carry 15, 20 gallons of that on hand at any time, and charging up all my batteries, making sure all the gadgets are charged up. And that's about it. And I'll echo the sentiments for the great work on the Skywarn net with this last storm. Very impressive. I was listening to that along with the road commissioner reports on the scanner, and it gave a very complete picture about what was going on out there. So great work, everybody, and really, really enjoyed that. And with that, I'll turn it back to you. This is Rich, KF8CQV.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. I agree. Skywarn was really awesome to listen to. you guys being here and showing me how is really a lot of fun, so I appreciate you tolerating my topic here. This is a little okay, here we go. This is an interesting one. So my next guy here, the only thing I got out of this copied was your last part of the call sign, which is TPR. If you're still there, go ahead and help me out with this call sign. I don't even know your name. I didn't catch that either. That's kind of weird, but I was kind of getting boggled down. TPR, last of that call sign. Go ahead if you copy me.
This is Whiskey 8, Tango Papa Romeo. Name is Greg. Live out here in Cedar. And for preparedness, we have a generator that plugs into the house. And so I always make sure that's up and running. We have plenty of gasoline. We also have a quarter-mile driveway and have a Kubota tractor with a front-end snowblower. So make sure I have a lot of diesel. And so with the generator, we have water and lights and enough power to run the refrigerator and the freezers and the pump. And so that's kind of our preparedness. I always make sure the handheld's charged up. Very good. And first time checking in here. And your name is John, and you're doing a great job, and I'm Greg Golf Radio Echo Golf. And back to you, John. This is Whiskey 8, Tango Papa Romeo.
Well, thank you, Greg, for joining me. It means a lot to me. I got two new people on my list, my cheat sheet here, and you're one of them, so I won't forget it. I won't forget your call sign next time. Appreciate your time. Scott, WX1J, hopefully I didn't bore you.
Yeah, it's impossible, John. Nice job. WATCM, this is WX1J. And then Scott, and I've just really enjoyed listening to everybody's great suggestions, which I have taken notes, and there's some things I probably could do a little bit better than I am at the moment. But I think the one that sticks out in my mind as the must-do is Greg's approach to snowblowing. I have a little dinky snowblower. It works pretty darn well, but I think I'm going to trade it in for a Kubota front-end loader, maybe a backhoe on the back just for the driveway. But it's a good time. But anyway, good topic tonight. I've really enjoyed hearing the various different approaches and comments. I think about the only thing I'd be ready to do is operate my radio system here for about 24 to 48 hours by a battery before I'd be in a little bit of trouble and have to go look up somebody with a generator to charge up the batteries. So I could probably do some work there, but it was good to hear all the comments and able to take some notes. So thanks a lot for that. And thanks for taking the net, John. Doing a great job. I will send it back to you, WATCM. Good evening from WX1J.
Thank you, Scott, for coming in last and not leaving me there. I agree. Get that Kubota. Let's go buy. I want to go with you, actually. Hey, before I forget, I didn't mention this tomorrow's meeting. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the New Approach. It looks like you got a Zoom meeting link there. So if anybody cannot make it, then it looks like you're gonna have that on Zoom. So I'll keep that in mind. I might have to use that Zoom there, but I just definitely want to chime in on that. Appreciate that. You're always making that available. So we're at the bottom of our list. This is my list. And this is WATCM. I will listen for any additional check-ins. If I miss you or whatever happened there, this is your second chance. I'm all thumbs. Go ahead with anybody. Any check-ins, go ahead.
KFACM code, recheck.
Christopher, for recheck. Hang on 1 second. Any other check-ins? Go ahead.
Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike.
Bravo, Charlie, Mike, loud and clear. One more check-in, go. I agree. I'm getting tired, too. Christopher, with your recheck, KF8, DMK. Go ahead, please.
All righty. Yeah, I just have a couple things I want to add. One thing is
So I said I have the Honda 2200 generator arriving tomorrow. I should have a propane conversion kit so I can run that either on gasoline or propane. So that's one thing I'm changing there. One other thing that I have that we have used on a daily basis, which I don't think anyone else mentioned tonight, was we have a Berkey water filter. So that's an activated charcoal filter. And so if there's ever questions about whether water is safe to drink, that's always a good thing to have on hand. Hey, it's good to hear Bravo Charlie Mike checking in. I'm looking forward to it. Everybody have a good night. This is Chris for KFA DMK.
Yeah, Christopher, you're a rock star with this preparedness stuff. I'm a little bit jealous. Running propane on a generator has really got my attention. That and solar panels made my list tonight. So that propane, something about it, I don't know if you can get it anywhere almost. But I don't trust natural gas. I don't know where to get it if the government doesn't push it into my house. I don't know much about that. But if I own a tank and I got propane in it, it's mine, right? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know what I'm doing here. K8BCM. What's your first name? Go ahead.
My name here is Brian. I'm in Manton. And also, I just turned this thing on, so I have no idea what you're talking about, but I hear preparedness. So if there's a question, please repeat it.
Oh, yeah, my topic I came up with, it wasn't really mine. Other people have given me the idea. The GMRS can talk about it all the time. But preparedness, what do you do for preparedness? This last storm we got that we had, it wasn't too bad compared to what we used to get back in the 70s, but it got our attention here at home, especially got two kids in the house. Well, one moved out. But anyways, it really got my attention, you know, and so I started looking around for what I could do to prepare. And anyway, that's the topic. I'll stop talking. You go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. I appreciate it. KPCM here. Name's Brian. Preparedness is a big deal where I live. I live in Manton. I'm at the end of the line. Power coming, I believe, from the Lake City direction. So mine's, I guess, southeast. We were out of power for 4 days from that storm. And it was bad. Yeah, obviously called school for a couple days, and it was Monday, Tuesday. My kids were here. I'm divorced. I only got them, you know, every other week. But I keep 100 gallons of gasoline on hand, and I got two generators. None of them are the fancy kind that turn themselves on, but I do have full plug-in access to the house. I plug the thing in, it runs everything. The only thing that it can't do is run the water pump at, you know, 240 volts versus or at the same time as the water heater is running. It'll choke out. So I just alternate those two switches when I need them. I got a good pump down there with a, I don't know what the fancy name is, but you know, big bladder down there, like a storage tank that holds pressure. Probably called a pressure tank. I don't know. But either way, man, it does good for hours, you know, flush toilet, bunch of times take half a shower before you need to kick back on. Anyway, it was good. We got hit with a bunch of rain. It weighed all the power lines down, broke a bunch of trees everywhere around me. It was nasty, man. I couldn't get out of my driveway for days. Snowblower wasn't going to touch it, but, that. Plus, I always got food backups. I got battery backups for the radios. I have more ammo than you want to test me with, and a whole lot of skills in that department. I'm ready to go. End of the world's been coming. Not a crazy prepper either, but I've read the Bible, and it ain't getting better from here. So I'm ready to go. Protect my community and the innocent and my own children and anybody else I love and anybody. Anybody on the other end of that's gonna need to make it real quick. Back to you. KBCM.
Yeah, very good, Brian. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate that. I hear you on the radio with other friends talking and stuff about preparedness a lot as well, now that you bring it to my attention. And yes, I did read the Bible, and my neighbor did not. And I was talking to my neighbor about preparedness, and he says, why do I need food? If I need food, I'll come take yours. And I'm like, alrighty then. So I went and bought myself a child-friendly baseball bat, if you know what I mean. So, and that is no lie. Appreciate you, Brian. You know what? I'm going to just put one more tickler out there to see if anybody else I forgot or screwed up. Any other check-ins? I'm going to do it one more time. Go. Oh, thank God. I'm getting tired here. If there's no further check-ins before we close the mesh tonight, does anybody have any questions or comments? And go easy and fill the new guy.
John, this is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform Kevin. You've done such a fine job on a fine subject, and it brought forth a lot of open gaps in being prepared. So I want to thank you for the subject matter tonight. It was very, very thought-forgiving. So back to you. And there again, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I can't take the credit for the topic, though. It came from the GMRS guys. I listen on those topics all the time, and those guys are always talking about it. And then Christopher, I heard his conversation, and it came from all you, man, all you guys. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time tonight with you all. Thank you for that. So not hearing any other questions or comments, this will end the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday at 8 p.m. on this frequency, 146.86. The PL tones are on the website if you need them. Otherwise, we can tell you them. Just ask for them. My name is John. My call sign is K8VNA. Operating this evening is Net Control under the club call sign, WATCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, thank you everyone, for participating. I had a lot of fun. I hope you are having a good evening, and WATCM is clear.
K-E-8-F-W, K-E-A-S-B-Z.
K-E-8-F-G-W, how's it going?
Going pretty good. This is Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z. Is your call sign K-E-8-F-J-W?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. What's your handle there?
Oh, name here is Brad. Or my handle? K-E-8-F-G-W.
Okay, Brad. Good to talk to you tonight. What's going on out there? Are you around Travis City somewhere?
Oh, heck no. No way. I've been there a few times, and I'm good. Nope, I'm way up here in the Sioux. I'm up here in the UP. Oh, are we going pretty good? Actually, I did a few things. I picked up a new-to-me plow. That's what I say. So I got that on the truck, and got to try to get everything going on it. So did what I could, and everything's working pretty good with it. So that's pretty much what I did today. Enjoyed the sunshine outside as much as I could. How's everything down there? I guess you must be in the Traverse City area.
Hey, down in Traverse City, 24 degrees down here right now. And, yeah, we got a little bit of snow this morning, and it was pretty sunny this afternoon, so kind of enjoyed it. I don't know if it got above about 28 degrees down here, but we must still be linked. We must be linked into the full system as we were during Skywarn this past week. I thought maybe I heard your call out there sometime in the last week if you were on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So you must be on 8-6, the repeater there. So, yeah, probably could be late Monday, so they probably have that. I'm not sure when the repeater drops the link. So there you go.
Yep, we had net tonight that lasted from, well, actually 8 o'clock we had T-barge, and that lasted about 10 minutes, and then at about 8:10 we went to the mesh net, and that lasted till about 10 or 12 after 9, so it was a pretty long net tonight, and it was pretty enjoyable. People just kind of talking about prepping for storms and what have you, and just seemed like a good subject to have after what we went through last week. So did you have a plow on earlier this year and something happened to it, so you got a new one or what?
Oh, that sounds like a good nip. Yeah, I'm sad I missed it. Darn it. I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I'm not sure there's a net going on, and I don't have my radio with me, so I was out in the garage enjoying the wobbly pop. But, no, I actually just got this truck a few years ago. Then after that, I got the plow mount on it, and I was on the hunt for a plow, and I finally got one for it. So there you go. But I do, that's my backup plow truck. So I got my main plow truck there, the V plow, which does a heck of a lot better than the straight blade. That's for sure. And the new straight blade I got is the Sport Dewey, so it does okay. I think it'll do okay for a backup, but for a main plow, I don't know if I'm going to like it. So I was hunting around today and trying to find some eye bolts, and you think I could find an eye bolt with the stores that we have here that are still open? Heck no. So I'm going to have to hit the hardware store tomorrow, because all the hardware stores around here, they close at like 6. Stupid. So they all close before I can get out and about and get it all figured out. But anyways, that's what we did.
Well, you think you have a couple more weeks of plowing up that way?
Yeah, they're calling for a fairly good amount of snow tomorrow and a little bit after that, next day, so. And then we have April yet, so. we'll see how long the snow is going to last. So, yeah.
Well, I hope I can get back up there camping sometime this summer. I miss doing that. Got a small camper and try to make a couple of places in the UP anyway. Get up around Newberry, sometimes get up to the Sioux. Yeah, you live in a beautiful part of the country, that's for sure. Takes a special kind to love it up there, but I can tell you I love it up here in Traverse. It's up here for me because I moved up from 30-some years down in the southern United States all the way down there into Florida. So it was quite a change for me to come up here and adapt it to it pretty quick and really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, part of my family lives way down there in Florida. My great, moved down there. Yeah, my great uncle moved down to Florida and stayed there. And so, yeah, I got family down in Florida. Down in the Panhandle. There you go. I never been down to Alligator Land. That's what I call it. Or Crocodile, I don't know. Whatever. One of those things down there, those things with lots of teeth and really big mouth. I would like to see one, be kind of neat, but one of these days I might make it down there, but I haven't made there yet. But no, that's for sure. I like it up here. I think I'll just stay. You know, other than that, my younger brother in Ohio, and went down and visited him one summer, and yeah, I think he had every day, I think we were down there for about a week, no, not a week, maybe half a week, two or three of those days, you know, all he had was, it must have been tornado season, he kept getting tornado warnings. So I was like, nope, I'm going back home. So we went back home. But there you go. So I decided to stay up here and play with the snow. That's more fun.
Yep, that's probably a good choice. Ohio seems to be in that sort of tornado alley here lately with spring just opening up. But they had quite a few storms, and usually they don't start hitting until probably April or May. So I'm going to head down to Ohio and check it out this week, and then maybe come about ham benching time, try to get down there again.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm going to try to get down there, that ham. Ham Cave, whatever they call it, the Ham Pass, the big old Ham Pass in Ohio. I was going to go there a few different times, and I just never made it, so maybe around one of these years, we'll get there. Yeah, I got a few more years left to me, so I'd probably get there down there eventually. So, no worry on that. Yeah, so, there was something else down here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should definitely come back up this way in the summer and visit. I'm hoping we're going to have a beautiful summer. Last year was pretty good, and this summer I'm thinking hopefully it's going to be another beautiful summer, that's for sure. I'd like to get out on the water. I think we got out on the water a couple times last year. Didn't do any fishing, though, so we're going to do some fishing this year. That's the big plan.
Yeah, I like getting up there occasionally, up to Whitefish Point area, and anywhere back there in the woods. Sometimes I get up there in the fall when things are kind of, the weather's getting cold and freezing temperatures before it gets, before you get too much buried in the snow. Kind of enjoy it. And so far I've missed the bug season up there, which I'm a magnet for those things. So they see me coming, and they just get ready to come out from behind the trees. So anyway, well, you have a nice evening there. I'm going to got just a couple more things to do before I turn in here. And it's been a great day wherever you're at. And hope tomorrow is a better day for you. So I will let you have a final here, but I'll say 73. KE8FJW, this is KE8SBZ. We'll see you somewhere down the road.
All righty, sir. Sounds good. And enjoy the rest of your evening. And yeah, I'll be out here tomorrow, so. Yeah, I get used to day shift now for 3 weeks, so I'll be up tomorrow. Usually night all, I work night shift, and trying to get back over to day shift, so. Yeah, I'll let you know what the snow total is for tomorrow, and if you're out here, I'll be here. And good talking with you. Thanks for coming back to me, KE8FBZ, KE8FQW. Good night.